Fire Danger Ratings. To help you assess your level of bushfire risk and action to take, it is important that you understand the Fire Danger Rating. The rating is forecast by the Bureau of Meteorology each day and is an early indicator for you of the potential danger should a bushfire start. The higher the fire danger rating, the more dangerous the conditions should a fire start. The fire danger rating chart will assist you to understand the predicted bushfire behaviour, potential impacts, and recommended actions you should take for each category level. Take the time to review and understand the chart. The fire danger rating is not a predictor of how likely a bushfire is to occur, but how dangerous it could be if it did occur. It should be used as an early indicator to trigger your plans. The fire danger rating is issued by the Bureau of Meteorology after 4 p.m. the day before and is available at www.bom.gov.au. Bushfires can threaten suddenly and without warning. Know your fire danger rating, monitor local conditions, and keep informed. The following is a description of the fire danger rating chart. To the left is a single column which covers all areas of the danger ratings. Fires can threaten suddenly and without warning. Watch for signs of fire, especially smoke and flames. Know the fire danger rating in your area and be aware of local conditions. Have your bushfire survival plan and kit ready. Call 000 to report a fire. To seek information, listen to local radio, go to www.cfs.sa.gov.au or call the Bushfire Information Hotline on 1300 362 361, TTY 133 677. The following three columns of the fire danger rating chart consist of the danger ratings themselves, what they mean, and what you should do. As follows. Danger rating, catastrophic total fire ban. What does it mean? These are the worst conditions for a bush or grass fire. If a fire starts and takes hold, it will be extremely difficult to control and will take significant firefighting resources and cooler conditions to bring it under control. Spot fires will start well ahead of the main fire and cause rapid spread of the fire. Embers will come from many directions. Homes are not designed or constructed to withstand fires in these conditions. The safest place to be is away from bushfire-prone areas. What should I do? You need to act now. Put your survival first and leave bushfire-prone areas the night before or early in the day. This is your safest option. Act immediately. Do not wait and see. Avoid forested areas, thick bush, or long dry grass. Prepare, know, and practice a plan for when you will leave, where you will go, how you will get there, when you will return, what you will do if you cannot leave. Danger rating, extreme total fire ban. What does it mean? These are very hot, dry, and windy conditions for a bush or grass fire. If a fire starts and takes hold, it will be unpredictable, move very fast, and very difficult for firefighters to bring under control. Spot fires will start and move quickly. Embers may come from many directions. Homes that are prepared to the highest level, have been constructed to bushfire protection levels, and are actively defended, may provide safety. You must be physically and mentally prepared to defend in these conditions. The safest place to be is away from bushfire-prone areas. What should I do? You need to get ready to act. Only stay with your property if you are prepared to the highest level. This means your home needs to have been constructed to bushfire protection levels, e.g. enclosed eaves, covers over external air conditioners, metal fly screens, etc. You must be well prepared and able to actively defend your home if a fire starts. This means you have the right equipment and resources to put out fires around your home, e.g. enough water supply, petrol or diesel portable pump, generator, protective clothing, etc. If you are not prepared to the highest level, leaving bushfire-prone areas early in the day is your safest option. Danger rating, severe total fire ban. What does it mean? These are hot, dry and possibly windy conditions for a bush or grass fire. If a fire starts and takes hold, it will be hard for firefighters to bring under control. Well-prepared homes that are actively defended can provide safety. You must be physically and mentally prepared to defend in these conditions. What should I do? You need to be aware. Well-prepared homes that are actively defended can provide safety. This means you have the right equipment and resources to put out fires around your home, e.g. enough water supply, petrol or diesel portable pump, generator, protective clothing, etc. If you are not prepared, leaving bushfire-prone areas early in the day is your safest option. Danger ratings, very high, high, or low to moderate. What does it mean? If a fire starts, it is likely to be controlled in these conditions, and homes can provide safety. Be aware of how fires can start and reduce the risk. What should I do? Check your bushfire survival plan. Monitor conditions. Action may be needed. Leave if necessary. This ends the description of the fire danger rating chart. Bushfire ready bonus. Knowing tomorrow's fire danger rating can help you organise your family if your local school's plan is to close on certain fire danger days.